Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, closing speeches are underway in the trial of a man and woman accused of murdering Robert Wilkin in Donegal in June 2023. It's been confirmed that Donegal Disability Services plan to reopen the service at Riverwalk Respite House in Carndonagh on a four-day-a-week basis from the 3rd of April. We'll hear from a meeting of the Regional Health Forum West that took place this afternoon. HSE also promising to do a full lessons learned exercise in the wake of Storm Éowyn. Also in this bulletin, we'll hear a Gartha appeal for information about a mugging in Letterkenny last week. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, but we begin in the Central Criminal Court this evening with closing speeches underway in the trial of a man and woman accused of murdering Robert Wilkin in County Donegal in June 2023. Alan Vial of Drumanagh Killybegs and Nikita Burns of Carrick deny murdering the 66-year-old. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Prosecuting counsel Bernard Condon told the jurors the two accused are on trial for murdering Robert Wilkin on the basis of common design or joint enterprise. After being beaten with a rock, he said the 66-year-old's body was unceremoniously deposited into the Atlantic Ocean from the cliffs at Schlieve League. He described Alan Vial as a devious, calculated and cynical liar whose testimony is undermined by the lies he told Gardaí following his arrest. He said the case against Nikita Burns is the clearest possible case of murder because, he said, it came out of her own mouth. He again played a secretly recorded conversation of her telling a woman over the phone that she picked up a rock and started caving his head in. Mr. Condon said it was quite clear she was telling the truth because she didn't think the body would be found and she didn't know she was being recorded. Frank Graney at the Central Criminal Court.
It's been confirmed that Donegal Disability Services are planning to reopen the service at Riverwalk Respite House in Carndonagh on a four-day-a-week basis from the 3rd of April, with potential future expansion dependent on recruitment. Once a number of necessary staff have been recruited, it's planned to extend the service to 7 days per week. The issue was raised at a meeting of the Regional Health Forum West this afternoon by Councillor Gerry McMonagall, who acknowledged the work of Councillor Albert Doherty in lobbying to secure this breakthrough.
There seems to be a progress made now. The centre will be opening up in April time, 4 days a week. They provide respite services for the people around the Inishowen area, and that's very welcome. I would certainly say from the work that Albert has done previously and continues to do in lobbying for this much-needed service in Inishowen to be reinstated has finally come to fruition, and we just look forward now to the final staff members being recruited.
Well, also at today's meeting, officials confirmed a lessons learned piece of work will be completed by all agencies in the context of collective experiences and learning from the impacts of Storm Éowyn. They said that will inform emergency management planning into the future across the HSE West and North West area so that vulnerable persons can be supported to the greatest extent possible during any future storm events. Councillor McMonagall had sought such an exercise. He says it's important that any necessary responses are identified and implemented immediately.
We understand the storm was severe and as the HSE said today, there was learning lessons for all of us, but particularly for them. The difficulties that the storm presented for the HSE, they obviously, because it was right across the whole country, they were under a lot of pressure, but that's still, you know, we had vulnerable patients, adults and children who, as a result of the storm, their difficulties were made all the worse. And that was very hard for those patients and indeed the staff who care for them to deal with that. But I was pleased that lessons have been learned and that they're going to look at the way the future and how they can deal with this in a better way than they did.
Two people have been injured in a hit and run between Port Hall and St Johnstone on Sunday last. The two-car collision occurred at around 3:20 at what's known locally as the Block of Five. The driver and passenger in one of the vehicles were injured. The driver of the other car fled the scene. Gardaí are urging anyone with information to come forward. Investigations are continuing into a crash in Killybegs in which a 5-year-old boy was seriously injured. The boy was struck by a car shortly before 5 on Friday evening last at Largy. He remains in hospital. Gardaí are continuing to appeal to anyone who witnessed the crash or who has any footage to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon. Opposition leaders and the Taoiseach have clashed again in a row over Dáil's speaking time. The opposition is resolutely against the idea of Michael Lowry's regional independents sharing their speaking time. Labour leader Ivana Bacik drew the anger of the government benches when she addressed the Dáil earlier this afternoon.
Those who are clearly in government, who have support of the government, to designate them as other members. It's ridiculous to see the tortuous attempts that government is making now to facilitate the Lowry lackeys by this attempt to shoehorn
respect,
in.
Deputy.
To shoehorn in.
Thank you. Deputy, respect. Respect for other deputies.
I'll withdraw that remark. Yeah,
it's withdrawn enough. It has been withdrawn.
Well, Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, says it's shocking that the opposition would try to deprive any democratically elected TD of the right to speak. He hit back at their criticism.
It's a fundamental basic principle that people are allowed to associate with whom they like. It's the first point. That has been denied here for the first time since I became a member of Dáil. I've never seen this before. And what I would say is in the next 6 weeks alone, there will be 90 priority questions will be asked in this Dáil. Sinn Féin will have 47 of them. Labour 12, Soc Dems 11, backbenchers on the government side, absolutely none.
A teenager has been assaulted and robbed in Letterkenny. The male teenager was walking in the Upper Main Street area on Tuesday evening last at around 7:30 when he was set upon by two men near the foot of Church Lane. He managed to escape but was followed by one of them who demanded he hand over his money. The two men then fled the scene on foot in the direction of Lower Main Street. Garda Claire Rafferty is appealing to people who were in the area at the time to contact Gardaí.
CCTV footage has been checked and it has been ascertained that during this time there were a number of people in the area in vehicles and also on foot. So we're appealing to these people or anyone with any relevant information to make contact with us in Letterkenny on 074 9167 100.
And that was Garda Claire Rafferty there speaking during the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show. And you can see the full conversation between Claire and Greg on our website, highlandradio.com. It's podcast and the videos there as well. You can also listen back, of course, to the whole of the 9 till noon show and its podcast again on highlandradio.com. Or you can watch it unfold on our Facebook channels and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. The British and Irish governments will appoint an independent expert to assess the merit in engaging with paramilitary groups in Northern Ireland in a bid to end such organisations. It follows the publication of the latest report of the Independent Reporting Commission, which found paramilitary groups continue to exist and exert coercive control over some communities. It says a group transition process involving direct engagement with the organisations is needed to bring about their end. Taoiseach Simon Harris welcomed today's report and says the Irish and British governments will jointly appoint an independent expert to carry out a short scoping and engagement exercise. The Children's Rights Alliance is accusing the last government of breaking a number of promises. In its latest report card, it gives the previous coalition an E in the areas of mental health and children in direct provision. Some of the better grades include an A+ for the free school book scheme and a B for addressing food poverty. Wayne Stanley, the chief executive of Empowering People in Care, EPIC, says the D in homelessness is very concerning.
What we need is a protocol for where a young person is at risk of homelessness, particularly where they're coming from the care system and they don't necessarily have that same familial capital social network that the state is stepping in. And we need all local authorities to step up, not just one or two.
People should have to do a driver theory test to renew their licence. That's according to the Labour Party, which says education is key to reducing the number of road traffic collisions. It comes as Anne Graham is appointed the new chair of the Road Safety Authority. Labour's Ciarán Ahern says people shouldn't just get their licence renewed automatically.
Your driver's licence comes up for renewal about every 10 years, I think. So at the very least, I think a theory test at that time. You know, I mean, those new signs on the roads, the five black lines, is everyone going to be au fait with what they mean when it comes to the lower speed limits that are being brought in across the country?
A digger battery has been stolen in Lifford sometime between 5 on Tuesday evening last and 7:30 the following morning. The battery cover of a Kubota digger parked at Cumbermore Town Parks was damaged and the battery stolen. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information to make contact with Letterkenny Garda Station. Donegal County Council is being urged to investigate the potential of using 3D printed homes to address the housing crisis in Donegal. Councillor Joy Beard told a special housing meeting this week that what seemed like science fiction just a few short years ago is now a potential way forward. She's asking officials to undertake a research initiative, including liaising with Louth County Council, which actually has begun using such technology. She says with Donegal facing what is, in effect, a double crisis, imaginative answers are necessary.
We have other countries using this latest technology, and we've County Louth recently completed this type of building project down in County Louth as part of their social housing as well. So we have to remember these houses can be built so quick. With the demand we have on housing, it's probably a viable option to certainly investigate and research this method as moving forward to help with the housing crisis. We do have two crises here and they don't gel. We have the housing crisis that we're experiencing throughout the whole country, and then we have our defective blocks crisis here. So we need quick ways to get people into safe homes again. This is the latest technology and I think we can't ignore it. We could be the innovators in this and move forward with this, and it can only be a good thing to research it and look into it. So that's what I'm asking the council to do.
A number of members were expressing slight concerns with regards to Donegal's climate, with regards to the long-term viability of things like that, and the worry was that if you provide a 3D printed home for someone, are you 20 years down the line going to be looking at trying to replace it because it's no longer fit for purpose, and are we effectively taking a problem that requires a long term solution and kicking it down the road?
I think those comments were made by another councillor, and he was referring to flat packed homes, as they were called, that were built 35 years ago. Now technology has moved on so much now, we can't ignore this. This is a viable option to get people into homes. I'm only looking for the council to do some research, speak to County Louth County Council, get their analysis on how it went, and take it from there. It is a quick fix solution for our housing crisis, and I don't think it can be ignored, Donald.
And that was Councillor Joy Beard. Well, the government is under fire for another spending controversy. It emerged today. Almost €125,000 was spent on a scanner for the National Gallery that's never been used. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
This special machine was bought for the National Gallery so they could examine paintings in a way that doesn't destroy them. But it needs a lead-lined special room, and one hasn't been found, so it's been lying idle for 8 years. The Taoiseach Simon Harris says it's a disgrace.
It's really important that the government is briefed by the Minister on this matter today. I thank him for bringing it to our attention. And then it's really important that the people who are paid to run these institutions come out and talk to the Irish people in relation to these issues.
But those comments don't wash with Gary Gannon from the Social Democrats.
And this whole, somebody should look into this, as if the Taoiseach, who was the Taoiseach and will be the Taoiseach again, is not accountable. It's not good enough.
In a statement, the National Gallery says it's been working with the relevant experts and stakeholders to bring the system into operation and has identified a preferred solution.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoes for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer in the Republic of Ireland, ladies are looking to pick up their second win in League B of the Nations League this evening. After last week's win over Turkey, the girls in green are in copper for a meeting with Slovenia. Amber Barrett and Anna Patton have both started for Ireland. Taylor Tolan, she starts on the bench. Disappointingly for Ireland, they're already a goal down. They went 1-0 down in the third minute, and there's currently 14 minutes gone. It's still Slovenia 1, Republic of Ireland 0. Elsewhere this evening, Northern Ireland, they play Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's in Inverpark. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Cross channel, there's four games in the Premier League tonight. Aston Villa, they're away to Crystal Palace. Brighton host Bournemouth. Wolves, they take on Fulham. All of those games kick off at 7:30, while Chelsea, they face Southampton. It starts at 8:15. In the Championship this evening, there's a couple of games down for decision. Cardiff City, they play Hull City, and Stoke City, they're up against Middlesbrough. And up in Scotland, Celtic look to extend their lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership tonight to 16 points. Brendan Rodgers' side play Aberdeen at Parkhead. That starts at 8:00. Else in other news, the Republic of Ireland midfielder Jamie McGrath is set to join Hibernian this summer. He signed a pre-contract agreement that'll move, and he'll move to Easter Road until the end of the 2029 season. Hibs boss David Gray says McGrath is a creative player and they've admired that for a long time. In Gaelic games, Donegal are focusing on in their fifth league assignment this Sunday against Derry and Ballyshannon. That game will once again be live on Highland Radio this weekend as Donegal look to get back to winning ways following Sunday's defeat to Galway. Former Donegal player Michael Hegarty feels Jim McGuinness will continue to get time into players ahead of the championship.
Donegal have 6 points at the minute. The pressure's off them. You know, they're going to be playing Derry in the first round of the championship, so he's not going to be wanting to play a very strong team. So get the boys that haven't played, get them on again and see what they can do. And I think it'll do them, it'll do the panel and the team better further on down the line, definitely. You know,
That's Michael Hegarty speaking on last night's DL debate, which is available to listen back to in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Moving on to motorsport, and Inishowen driver Kyle McBride is to target the British Rally Championship Junior title this year. His tilt at the title got off to a perfect start that last weekend in Yorkshire as he won the East Riding stages. Kyle says the championship is his priority this year.
Our main focus is Junior British Rally Championship. I've did it this past 2 years, so came runner-up 2 years ago, came third last year, so Hopefully we can go one better this year, and we've learned lots throughout the year, so we've a good bit of experience. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the events, and it's not going to be an easy task, but I'm up for the challenge.
In rugby, Gary Ringrose will attend an independent disciplinary hearing on Thursday following his red card against Wales last weekend. The Irish centre had an initial yellow card upgraded to a red after he made head-to-head contact with Ben Roberts. It remains to be seen whether Ringrose will be suspended for the remainder of Ireland's Six Nations campaign, which includes games against France and Italy. And South Africa World Cup winner Stephen Kitsoff has retired from rugby on medical grounds. The 33-year-old prop finished his career at the Stormers, while he also had a brief stint at Ulster where he made 14 appearances. In snooker, Aaron Hill is out of the World Open in China. Despite winning the first two frames, the Cork native lost to Jimmy Robertson by 5-4 in the second round. And in horse racing, trainer John Joseph Shark Hanlon will be free to run horses for the first time since November this weekend. His licence has been reinstated by the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board following a hearing earlier this month. Hanlon had initially been suspended for 10 months after an incident where he transported a dead horse in public view. The trainers confirmed that he won't be entering any races at the upcoming Cheltenham Festival, but he's planning to run his stable star, Hewick, at the Aintree Grand National. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A West Tyrone MLA says it's important that the Omagh bombing inquiry provides some solace to those who are still seeking answers about what happened on that day. Nicola Brogan was speaking in the Assembly after attending one of the last sittings of the inquiry's first phase. It's now been adjourned until June to prepare for phase two, with a memorandum of understanding expected to be signed soon between the inquiry team and the Irish government regarding its input into the probe. Nicola Brogan told MLAs the testimonies heard in phase one were powerful.
I attended a hearing of the Omagh bomb inquiry last week at the Struil Arts Centre in Omagh, and I want to take this opportunity to publicly acknowledge the strength, courage and compassion of all of those who have told their stories and experiences of that awful day on the 15th of August 1998. It has been truly humbling to hear the heartbreaking stories from those who lost loved ones, those who were injured and those who witnessed such horror on the day of the bomb. While the details have been horrific for many, and while people locally find it difficult to relive and remember the day of the bomb, it's also striking how, in many ways, their testimonies also represent the very best of humanity. We've heard of the heroism of paramedics and firefighters who work tirelessly to rescue people, and of the huge efforts of medical staff, both in Omagh Hospital and in surrounding hospitals, who worked around the clock to help a huge influx of patients. I also want to pay tribute to the people who were there on the day, who instinctively rushed to help find people in the rubble or bring the injured to safety, despite the risk to themselves and often having already been injured themselves. All the stories from that terrible day deserve to be heard and should serve as a stark reminder to us all of how precious peace is. As an Omagh woman, I have seen the town and its people recover and grow after that dreadful attack, looking to the future while never forgetting those who were hurt or lost. It is vital that the voices of victims and their families are heard, that justice is seen to be done, and that the truth does not become yet another casualty of that dark day.
Efforts are being made to establish who has responsibility for access to Ballymacool House in Letterkenny. It's after the site was discovered laden with rubbish over the weekend, including household items and toys. The chair of Letterkenny Teddy Towns Committee, Jared McCormick, says he'll be holding discussions with Donegal County Council. He says while action is needed immediately to clean up the site, a long-term solution to clamp down on littering is also vital.
We have to ask a lot of questions about what type of litter is it? How is it accessed? Is the site accessible? Yeah. Can it be made not accessible? But there are really questions that have to be figured out. There's one thing going in to get it cleaned up. There's another thing really getting the problem solved long term.
And finally, a commission of investigation has found NAMA got the best possible price for the Project Eagle portfolio. However, the commission's report also found that the state's bad bank managed some conflicts of interest inappropriately. With more, here's Andrew Louth.
The National Asset Management Agency was set up in the wake of the financial crash. In 2014, NAMA sold its portfolio of bad loans based in Northern Ireland, known as Project Eagle, to US vulture fund Cerberus for €1.6 billion. The state's auditor found it lost around €220 million as a result of applying a larger discount than what was normal at the time, leading to the Commission of Investigation to be established in 2017. 7 years later, it has been found that NAMA did get the best possible price for Project Eagle, but that it didn't manage all of its conflicts of interest appropriately. The commission cost over €6 million to the taxpayer, and the final report was published this morning after 700,000 documents were evaluated in evidence.
Weather forecast breezy with a mix of clear spells and isolated showers in fresh westerly winds. Clear spells and just some isolated showers early tonight. However, outbreaks of rain will spread later from the southwest, turning to sleet on some hills. Lowest overnight temperatures between 0 and plus 3 degrees Celsius. Gusty southeast winds veering westerly by dawn. Bright and breezy tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and scattered showers. Some of the showers heavy with a chance of hail and thunder. Top temperatures 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in fresh to strong and gusty northwest winds. Looking at the closing headlines on Highland Radio, and closing speeches have begun in the Central Criminal Court at the trial of a man and woman accused of murdering Robert Wilkin in Donegal in June 2023. Alan Vial of Drumanookilly Beggs and Nikita Burns of Carrick both deny murdering the 66-year-old. It's been confirmed that Donegal Disability Services are planning to reopen Riverwalk Respite House in Carndonagh on a four-day-a-week basis from April 3rd, with potential future expansions dependent on recruitment. Once a number of necessary staff have been recruited, the HSE say they plan to extend the service to 7 days per week. And the Gardaí are calling for any witnesses to an assault and robbery in Letterkenny to come forward. A male teenager was assaulted and robbed while walking in the Upper Main Street area of Letterkenny on Tuesday evening last at around 7:30. He was set upon by two men who made off with a sum of money. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The death has taken place of Robert John Rolston, Moneymore Little, Newton Cunningham. His remains will repose at his home tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock and again from 12 noon on Thursday. Funeral from his home on Friday afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock service of Thanksgiving in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Noel Gallagher, Knocklatra, Eden Infa, Glenties. Noel will repose at McCabe's Funeral Home, Common Bridge, Bracky Ar Dra, from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock tomorrow. Removal afterwards to the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infa, Glenties, arriving for 7 o'clock for reception prayers and then reposing overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Phil Ban Boyle, 10 Beechwood Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Aranmore Island. Reposing at his late residence today until 9 and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9, concluding with rosary each night at 9. Funeral from there on Thursday to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice and Donegal Alzheimer's Society, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Gordon King, 19 New Street, Sion Mills, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 for service of thanksgiving in the Church of the Good Shepherd, Sion Mills, at 1. Private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's crematorium. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Andy Bolton, 2 Breen Park, Victoria Bridge, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joseph Joe Gallagher, Dunaff, Aris Clonmany, formerly of Bishop Street, Derry. Remains reposing at his home until 10 o'clock tonight. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Michael's Church, Aris Clonmany, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Rosaline Rose McGonigal, née O'Donnell, Anna Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. A shuttle bus service will operate from the Ballyliffin Hotel car park to the Wake House this evening until 10 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in St Michael's Church Graveyard, Uris. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.